How can you achieve and maintain business growth? Harvard Business School Executive Education is now accepting applications for a new program, Driving Profitable Growth. Taking place in Boston from October 25th through the 28th, this program focuses on business expansion and organizational growth strategies that can lead your company into the future. Learn more about this three-day program for senior leaders by visiting hbs.me/growth. That's hbs.me/growth.
Welcome, everybody, to Locked On Lakers. I'm Anthony Irwin. I am joined, as always, by Harrison Fagan. And, as always, you can find our show on Audio Booms, iTunes, Silver Screen and Roll, TuneIn, Stitcher, and today's Fast Break. Again, as always, or in addition to that, as always, you can make sure you're using the LO Lakers promo code for SeatGeek. Great application if you're looking for tickets online, and the mobile aspect of that is fantastic as well. Today's show, we're going to go in a couple different directions here, but we're first going to start with D'Angelo Russell's message to the haters, which is always fun and is always interesting to work off of, to see where these guys' heads are. And then from there, we're going to transition to, because we are recording, we are no longer on Google Hangouts. That era is now behind us. So we're going to look back on our favorite memories using that, because honestly, we really wouldn't be here without that website. And then lastly, because it was such a crazy topic on my Twitter timeline, we're going to give our favorite TV hot takes, because it's still September.
But don't worry, we're going to talk about the Lakers before that, we promise.
Yeah, that's going to be the last, 5 minutes or so of the show. So stick with us here. Harrison is who you just heard on the other end of the line. You actually have the introduction and what D'Angelo Russell said and where he said it and all that good stuff. So go ahead.
I always love that you just throw to me with no warning whatsoever. You're just like, yeah, Harrison has the comments. He knows who D'Angelo Russell said them to. All this stuff that I didn't look at because I don't read.
That was my Anthony impression, everybody.
So
you sounded nothing like me. There was not a single pun used.
You know what? It's a work in pungress.
Oh, my gosh. That's awful.
Mark Medina of the LA Daily News, or actually I believe he did this one for the Orange County Register. So
great start.
It was for the Orange. Yeah, no, this one, it was for the Daily News. LA Daily News, yeah. So he wrote this one for the LA Daily News, and it was a feature on the Lakers Breakfast Club, which has kind of become a somewhat well-known thing this offseason, as the Lakers head athletic trainer Tim DeFrancesco has gotten a group of basically just the Lakers young core, or like any young player on the Lakers, and they come and work out with him. It sounds like, I think in the piece it said Monday through Thursdays in the morning, and then a lot of them often come back at night as well. And so there were a ton of interesting details in there about their habits and what the different Lakers are working on and what their plans were this summer as far as fitness. But what kind of stuck out the most to me, and it probably would have to you too if you knew how to read, was Russell's kind of comment at, certain people who last year insinuated that he didn't necessarily work the hardest, and people like how his kind of reputation has taken a hit because there were people in the organization that just didn't think that he had the best work ethic. And so Russell's quote was, "The people that say that about me don't really matter. I know I'm in the gym. I know I'm asking for more and trying to get better. So people that are there witnessing it and putting me through the workouts, those are the people that matter." And, I just thought that was kind of interesting, because you don't often hear players just kind of outright say, anyone who disagrees that I'm working hard, just it doesn't matter. He said doesn't matter. I'm if it was me, I would have said is an idiot. And, like, I feel like they're kind of analogous in this case. But what is your takeaway from that, now that you've heard it for the first time, because again, you apparently don't know how to read or look up things on your own?
Look, dyslexia is a serious issue for
one
thing.
God, don't make it, don't no, you're no
I'm not dyslexic. I'm being facetious. But my initial response is
real funny.
JJ, no. So
we'll bleep that out.
So all right. So my initial response, and it's always my response to this, is basically to the people who are asking, you know, or telling D'Angelo Russell to get in the gym. Like you're the world's worst fan. Like you just
not even fan, just like top five worst person. Like who's sitting there? Who like is like, I'm just gonna make a Twitter account and I'm gonna tweet at athletes that they should be in the gym. Like this seems like a really fun and productive way to spend my time.
Actually, you know what? You just gave me an idea. I'm going to create an account that's to at get in the gym, and I'm just gonna use it to at athletes to tell them to get in the gym anytime they send anything. And I actually think that would actually catch on.
They already, I'm pretty sure they already have accounts in their mentions telling them to get in the gym,
but not one specifically devoted to it. You know, like I think that would point out, like just kind of like PFT commenter is out there to point out how dumb some commenters and comment sections sound like. That would basically be that, and just. Hey, get in the gym. Somebody's like getting married. Why aren't you in the gym? Somebody's in the gym. Why aren't you in a better gym?
Yeah, why aren't you working harder in the gym?
Right.
No, but that's one of the things of following sports that I've just never understood. I don't really get the mindset of people just like it would be. You know, I think we've talked about this before, but it would be hilarious if you know someone. Were to just like take like if one of these athletes were to go to like you know like Walmart or something where like one of these people is a cashier or you know like a greeter and be like, oh, you know what, Jim, yeah, that was a terrible greeting to that person that just came in to shop at Walmart today. You need to get it together. And like
Jim, you need to get in a gym, a verbal gym, and work on being a better Jim in the gym. No, I think it's honestly it's a part of a larger issue that comes from sports fandom, and that we don't necessarily see these guys as human beings. It's a subconscious thinking that kind of goes on in people's heads where it's like they're superheroes. You know, they're I mean physically they kind of are, right? You look at somebody like Dwight Howard, that guy looks like an actual superhero. He's chiseled. He can jump out of the gym. He can do stuff that we as normal human beings.
Well, if he's going to jump out of the gym, like that seems non-productive. He should jump right back into
He's got to jump. Yeah, he's got to jump right back. Like, or no. jump not so high so he remains in the gym.
Yeah, because if you're an athlete, you're just not allowed to leave the gym. We all know
exactly.
That.
Exactly. But yeah, I think like when an athlete gets hurt, especially because of fantasy sports, and I had this conversation with Baxter back when the show was the Lakers Lounge with Baxter Holmes of ESPN. And it was when a player gets hurt, it's not necessarily, oh man, I hope he's okay for him personally. It tends to be, oh, I hope he's okay. He's really important to my fantasy team. Or, oh, I hope he's okay because my team is in the middle of a playoff race and we really need him there. Right.
Never mind. Go ahead.
Well, and when it comes to, you know, when an athlete is out at a club or something like that and enjoying being a young, highly talented and in many cases rich individual, I mean, I would not spend every waking moment in the gym, but nobody really thinks of that. It's hey,
Anthony,
make sure you're.
Let's be honest. You don't spend every way. You wouldn't spend every moment, waking moment in the gym for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, I mean, it would be to work off hangovers, but when it comes to fans, when it comes to fans, it's like, hey, why you're not in the gym, and as such, you are not making my team better, and as such, you are not doing your job in this. Back and forth that exists between fans and athletes.
It's that I bought your ticket. I bought a ticket, so I pay your salary mentality.
Right.
Like technically you work for me would imagine the thought process going through their head kind of is, which mm-hmm. is again, I mean, that's insane, but that's, you know.
Right. And this isn't to sound completely condescending, and this isn't to say that everybody feels this way. I just think that that's kind of where this habit comes from. But yeah, to get to the I guess, larger point, or I mean, not really larger point, because a point we just made, or that I just made, was kind of overriding. But yeah, just catch yourself. If you find yourself sending that tweet, if you find yourself telling some athlete, hey, get back in the gym,
just like catch yourself. Say, like, maybe go to the gym yourself instead. Or, right. You know, use that time more productively somehow. If you don't want to go to the gym, that's fine. But just, like, you know, save that tweet.
It's like if I saw my mechanic out at a bar, I wouldn't be like, hey, why aren't you working on my car right now? My mechanic would call me crazy.
Yeah, I mean, probably a little bit.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about the D'Angelo Russell situation. But before we get to that, let's send a quick message and a quick shout-out to Travis Rogers, who is of the Locked On Rams show. Great show. The Rams are in their season right now. Not the greatest start. And if you're a Rams
listen
fan
to the show, like, I don't know if you want to watch the Rams. I'm just going to be honest.
Just like,
the show may be your necessary recap to, like, avoid having to watch the Rams. Like, Travis Rogers, he watches the Rams so you don't have to.
Right. It's like Spark Notes for kids who are in school.
It's like that way it's like that way you don't have to see, like, what's being done to your team. You can just kind of hear about it afterwards, and I feel like that's less painful.
Absolutely. So, again, that's Travis Rogers, and he is of Locked On Rams show, which is of the Locked On podcast network, which is it's been really cool so far. There's a lot of great shows out there, period. Pretty much, if you have a favorite NFL or NBA team, we have a show for you, and you can find it out there.
Just about, yeah, almost all of them now.
All right, and we'll get back to you in a second. All right, so with our message to fans who tell athletes to stay in the gym and remain in the gym behind us, as you said, I'm going to use your joke, we're going to tell Russell to get in the gym and tell him what's
going on. Hey, we're not going to tell him to get in the gym. We're just going to tell him when he happens to be in the gym what he should do, because people who know what you and I look like, like, they know that we're more than qualified to tell a professional athlete what they should be working on. Like, people have seen your skills on the basketball court. and so, you know, yeah, we're not going to tell him to get in the gym. This is totally different. We're going to tell him what he should do in the gym.
Somebody sent me hashtag two-handed layup in my Twitter feed the other day.
Yeah.
Two-handed layup. I wasn't even trying. All right, I'm not even going to defend myself. But
if for those of you wondering what we're making fun of Anthony about, just, like, do a tweet search for hashtag Eurostumble.
It's not even under that. We'll tweet out the video from Locked On Lakers, at Locked On Lakers, and you can find it there. But you have to follow us to find it. But yeah, so this conversation is actually going to come about from something that Darius Soriano over at Foreign Blue and Gold, one of my editors in chief, is doing. We worked on the series last year. It's the One Skill, One Player series, and it's basically which skill each player should work on and would most benefit the Lakers if he were to work on it. And in this case, Darius mentioned the spot-up shooting, which is pretty easy to work on in the gym. So that article was good enough that I think you should just go out there and read it, and we aren't going to take away from the article itself. So aside from spot-up shooting, Harrison, what would you hope that D'Angelo Russell is working on while he spends 24/7 in the gym?
Yeah, so the kind of obvious one is posting up, right? Because he's a bigger guard, and that would seem to be some type of advantage for him. But he's already kind of shown that he's pretty good at that. So, I mean, as far as what he needs to work on, it's kind of hard to work on in the gym because it's the type of thing that you really need scrimmages the most for. But he really, like, his main area of improvement that he needs is on the defensive end, I would say. And so I guess that's a lot of that is probably getting stronger. A lot of that is probably watching film. So that's another one that you can tweet at athletes. Like if you want to change it up from, like, get in the gym, it's like, shouldn't you be watching film?
Because
maybe it's during a snowstorm, and so they can't get to the gym, but they can always watch tape.
Like, yeah. You know? Well, I mean, technically all gyms are indoors. They tend to be indoors.
No, but, like, maybe they couldn't get from their house to the gym in one of Los Angeles's many snowstorms.
I can't relate.
This isn't relevant for our team, but like for another team with fans that like to tweet at their players to get in the gym.
I can't relate. I can't even think about not being able to go somewhere because of a snowstorm. Maybe it would have to be like a San Andreas situation, and The Rock would have to save everybody from some terrible earthquake.
Yeah.
And then in that case, you still better be watching film. Athlete. Spoiled, rotten athlete. We're kidding. But... But yeah, all right. So you said posting up and defense, and I would say just overall strength, because everything that you spoke about, being able to post up, you have to be pretty strength to dominate somebody and back them into the post, and defensively, being able to, you know, stay in a defensive stance or get around screens, not die on screens. It takes a level of strength there, and then also one under or overlooked. Aspect of getting stronger for Russell will be the ability to throw passes. When you look at LeBron James and the type of passes that he's able to throw, he is so strong that a flick of the wrist is doing as much as, you know, somebody really fully winding up. And that's a huge advantage, you know, when you have to throw cross-court passes, when you have to throw one-handed passes, one-handed offhand passes, all that.
The types of passes that Russell likes to make.
Exactly, and right now Russell's best pass, I think, is that slip screen, which doesn't really require much strength, but I haven't really seen him throw that cross court off the back foot, you know, to the opposite corner kind of pass effectively and consistently, and getting stronger will actually really help in that aspect. The other thing too, you know, getting back to Darius's first point, is how, you know, when you're a shooter, your range is affected by how strong you are. And if you are, you know, I was never very strong, so I had to cheat, and I used my I'm left-handed. I would use my
two hands.
I used my thumb, but I would use my thumb just to give me a little extra oomph. And actually, Russell used that last year. If you watch him shoot occasionally, you would actually see when he finished, his thumb would actually be pointing towards the rim. And while that's a decent way to make up for a lack of strength, that's going to make it harder to be consistently on point, you know, not missing left or right. And when you're worried about missing left or right on top of missing short and long, that's a lot to take into account. And getting stronger would actually seriously help in that respect.
Yeah, I think we saw that a little bit as the season went on last year, because he started out just like not shooting well at all, and in the second half of the season, as he started to adjust to the NBA a little bit, and I'm sure started to put on a little bit of strength, that was kind of, I mean, he looked a little stronger by season's end. It wasn't as visibly obvious as, you know, it probably will be when he shows up to training camp. But, you know, he was just starting to get NBA strength a little bit. And I think that, like you said, that'll only help him more, because he'll be removing that kind of extra factor to account for in his shot.
And to the point that we're making, Jordan Clarkson got stronger from year one to year two, and his shooting improved as a result of that. Now, you don't want to get too strong. When you watch Dwight Howard shoot, he's not actually able to physically extend his arms all the way. And because of that, and because his shoulders are so broad, it actually makes it hard for him to get his elbow properly in. So you don't want to get too strong, but I don't think we have that to worry about with D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, if D'Angelo Russell starts looking as bulked up as Dwight Howard, that would be that'd be pretty bizarre.
that'd be crazy. Anything else that you would hope to see D'Angelo Russell stay in the gym to work on?
No, I think we've given him enough to work on. So everybody tweet at D-Loading. I'm just kidding. Please don't do that.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't be that guy.
Don't. And in case you're listening, he isn't listening. But in case you're listening, this is – and in case you hadn't actually factored all this in, he's already factored this in. This is all stuff that you can work on, D'Angelo.
And you're already working on it. So
exactly. All right. So we're going to transition away from that. And again, that's all hypothetical stuff. And if you have anything that you think he could work on that we didn't mention, send it at us. Don't send it to D'Angelo. We'll talk back and forth.
We'll let him know. We'll let him know for you.
We'll talk just back and forth with you on the topic. But just don't be that fan. Don't be that guy or that girl.
Let us be that fan.
That's the journalist's job.
Yeah.
All right. And we wonder why the industry's dying. So, as I mentioned at the top of the show, Google Hangouts is what we used to use to record the show. And it is no longer. It is now YouTube Live. And my cat is actually crying behind me we are mourning what was Google Hangouts. Although Harrison said that recording on Skype is a lot easier, so that's great, and it's less work for me if he's recording these things.
Like, realistically, I honestly feel like we could have saved 24 hours off of our lives over the last like 2 years or however long we've been doing this by just using Skype. Now that I figured out how to do it,
and not
it wasn't
to mention
that hard. It wasn't even that hard. We're just idiots. We're just idiots who just got stuck in our habits and continued to use Google Hangouts.
Not to mention how every single guest we've ever had, we've had to wait twice because the first time they tried to jump on Hangouts, it didn't work.
Not every guest. 90% of our guests.
Okay, sorry. You're that guy. All right, so what is your favorite Hangout memory? And pardon the self-indulgence, everybody. After this, we're going to talk about our TV hot takes. So if you got your Lakers fix, that's great. That's all we're going to talk about the Lakers until our next show.
For yourself, maybe my TV hot take has something to do with the Lakers. It doesn't, but I'll probably find a way to tie back making fun of yours to the Lakers.
There's my dog who is now also more Callie. Callie.
I'm not editing this out, dude. So this is going to be great radio.
Anywho.
So favorite Hangouts memory.
Hangout memory.
Mine is an oldie but a goodie. This is one that our viewers probably did not see because I don't know that it exists publicly. But it was the first time I ever tried to call you on Hangouts. And you were trying to figure it out or, like, doing – I don't know what you were doing, really.
Oh, man, I know what you're talking
about. And I called and, like, you and I had never spoken before, like, ever.
No.
I knew you as Bill Simmons' Abby guy. And so I was like, okay, like he's probably not Bill Simmons. So, like, I wasn't expecting that. But, like, maybe you were Bill Simmons in a Lakers sweater. I don't know. And so – I called, like, the Hangouts number or whatever, and I, like, open it, and, you know, your wife, Dr. Jen Irwin, locked on Lakers medical correspondent, it was sitting there staring at me. And I was like, wait a second, Anthony's a girl? And I was like, is it just, like, a pseudonym thing? And I'm, like, sitting there, and I'm like, this is weird. And then it was weirder because she was just, like, staring at me and, like, not talking. And I later found out it was because she couldn't hear me. Or also didn't have like a working mic, and so there was like this really awkward like 5 minute staring contest between myself and your wife before we had ever met. I think she was like, she got like some precognition and just preemptively sensed how many hours of your life I was going to take up over the next 2 years, and she was just like letting me know beforehand, like, I'm mad at you, like this is annoying.
Yeah, that was – I mean, to be fair, nobody had ever used that app before. And Jen and I
like
were in the middle
– Like, no, I don't even mean just locked on Lakers. Like, maybe nobody had ever used that app before.
I mean, I'm not going to pat ourselves on the back too much, but a bunch of similar shows started popping up after we did it.
Basically, we invented Google Hangouts.
Yeah, I mean, I'm waiting for our check, Google. The heck? Jen and I were going – At first, she actually started by sitting next to me, and she had her computer up, and I had my computer up, and then the mic started competing, and both of us went deaf because it was just that really shrill, like, you know, like the really loud noise that happens when mics compete with each other, and so that wasn't great. So she went down the end of the hall, and I think I went to fix myself a beverage or something, or I was still working on the
you
app.
You decided you had put your work in for the day, and you're like, you know what, I'm going to go make a drink and let Jen figure this out.
It worked. No, but we. So Jen went and sat there at the end of the thing, and I turned my computer off, and yeah, you signed on right at the perfect time to see Jen, who was freaking out because she's like, "Who's this tall giraffe-looking guy who's looking at me and stuff?" I'm just kidding. She didn't say that.
Yeah, I was gonna say that was mean. How could she like?
Come you on. Call her Robert Sacre.
I did not. That was, I believe, that was Ryan.
That fair point. All right, so that's your favorite Hangout memory, and I alluded to mine earlier on the show in saying that we would probably actually not be here if not for Google Hangouts. Basically, it started out with Team Tank, what was in Team Tank, because it took quite a while for Laker fans to jump aboard the tanking bandwagon, and it was a collect – you know, there was a few of us. It was Ryan Calipari, it was Gary Kester, you – Matt Bazin, Ben Rosales back then partook, Jerry Kachoyan, and we just kind of said, all right, we're going to jump on this thing and talk to each other during games because Twitter was way too hard juggling 7 or 8 accounts in each thing, and you had like 3 or 4 words to actually make a point. So we just said, all right, we'll try this thing out. And then one thing – I don't know how we started recording it. I think it was on accident, but – We basically said, all right, we're live now, and
we have a show. This is live,
and people liked the show. People enjoyed the show, and those
multiple
of you,
people in those early days. It was like 2 or 3.
It was. I do remember recording because we would record after Laker games whenever we could, and the first couple shows, there were 4 people watching, and there happened to be 4 people talking, so he didn't know if anybody was actually watching. But then it kind of jumped up to, you know, 5 and 6 and whatever, and here we are.
Your mom told all her friends about it, and they started watching, and, you know.
I don't know if her friends know how to use the internet.
Fair point.
But, yeah, we would literally not be here. So my favorite Hangout memory is the entire process from day one to the last day that Google Hangouts, that last show that we had on Google Hangouts, that entire thing, the entire run has been a lot of fun. And to those who have been there since then, I say this all the time, but I can't thank you guys enough for all the support that you guys have given us. And then those who have jumped on along the way and not left, thanks. All right. We will again shift and transition awkwardly away from one topic to another. Today, Twitter was ablaze because I asked people what their hottest TV take is, and holy moly, my mentions and notifications and quote retweets, all that stuff was insane. A lot of people don't like Seinfeld. Harrison, I'll let you start. What's your hottest TV take?
My hottest TV take is probably that In-N-Out ads are overrated.
What? That's so awful. They look so good.
Yeah, no, I just think In-N-Out as a whole is overrated, and I just wanted – I was trying to think of, like, what's going to make you the maddest if I say it, and so I settled on that.
By the way, slide aside – for those who listen to the show regularly, you guys should all know that I was fined, and Harrison sent out a tweet today. I won't say which one, but holy crap, that was a bad way to start the day, and then it got even crazier after this hot take thing, TV hot take. Is that honestly your hot take about TV?
I honestly don't think that I have one.
Good Lord. You had a full hour to prepare.
You know, I worked hard today.
So did I. All right, so we just happen to spend our days completely different ways. All right, my TV hot take, and I said this already on Twitter, but Game of Thrones got exponentially better when George R.R. Martin was too lazy to finish his series and keep
no,
up.
No, he's
with
working,
TV
man.
Series.
He's writing like a paragraph a day, I think. So.
Oh,
he's...
thanks, George. I really hope he never finishes it. I can't lie. The show got so much better when it actually had a showrunner's direction. And you know, George R.R. Martin tries to say he's not nihilistic, but he is. He's definitely nihilistic. And the show got a lot better when he was no longer around and directly telling people how to run the show. So that's my TV hot take. let us know yours. You guys can probably see my tweet out there around there somewhere. I'll send it out from – no, I won't send it out from Locked On Lakers. That doesn't have anything to do with the Lakers. But send us your TV hot takes, your favorite memory from the show while we were on Google Hangout. Tell us what Russell should be working on.
Again, tell us. Don't tell him because, you know.
Actually, let's take that a step further.
He probably doesn't think your opinion matters, according to his,
according to Russell.
Yeah, I mean.
Let's take it a step further. If you see people telling Russell to stay or other athletes to stay in the gym, tell those guys to get in the gym.
Start responding to their tweets saying that they should be in the gym. Like, follow them and start tweeting at them that they should be in the gym when they tweet, like, a picture of them, like, enjoying a dinner with their family or something.
Uh-huh. Ask
this
them what
really
they do for
responsible podcasting of us. To...
Yeah, ask them what they do for a living and then tell them they should do that 24/7. This podcast went in a completely different way than we expected, but that's what we do. This was a lot of fun. Tomorrow we are actually going to record a very special podcast. We are going to interview new Los Angeles Defenders head coach, Kobe Carl. That will run Friday.
Yes.
And that's going to be a lot of fun. Congratulations again to him. I hope everybody listens to that show. Hopefully more people than listen to the than will probably listen to the second half of this show, but this was one way to do a podcast.
But that's your reward. Now we get to see who actually wanted to listen to our Google Hangouts memories. Is those people are going to be the ones that find out who our guest on Friday is?
Absolutely. All right. So I am Anthony Irwin at Anthony Irwin LA. Make sure everybody is using the promo code LO Lakers on the SeatGeek app. Make sure you're subscribing to our show on iTunes and across all the networks that you can find us. And thanks very much, Harrison, for jumping on tonight.
All right. Thanks for having me, Anthony.
Shouts to Sadeo 3.
Hi, you've reached the high fashion hotline.
Hi, my family's going to a tailgate and I want our style to stand out from the crowd.
Just go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's got all the latest fall styles. Plus, during Old Navy's colossal sale, you'll save up to 50% off store-wide.
Did you say up to 50% off?
I did, so don't sit on the sidelines. Old Navy has the perfect pants from $19, stylish dresses from $15, and comfy tees for the family from just $6 right now at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
We're cheering for Old Navy.
High fashion, Old Navy. Valid 10-2 to 10-10. Select styles only.